On the line with us right now is Chris Churchwell. And Chris, you are with
Show Me Tax Relief in Joplin, Missouri.
Chris, last time we talked with you, we were getting ready for the big economic $2.2 trillion bill that was going to help out the Americans during this time of quarantine. Do we have any updates?
Yeah, and I think a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked about what checks that the individuals would get and how they're going to be deposited and directly in their bank accounts if the IRS had that information on file. The last I knew, those checks are supposed to be deposited, start going into bank accounts next week. Now, people who have, they don't have the information on file will have to wait for a paper check, and that may be 3, 4, 6 weeks away. Who knows? You know, so that's a lot of checks for them to send out manually if they get down to actually sending checks to people. But Friday, the 10th, was the day under the Paycheck Protection Program that sole proprietors and independent contractors can actually make application for those forgivable loans at their banks so that they can get in line to get that too. And most of those people are going to be using their Schedule C or their partnership schedules, for example, you know, to be able to apply for that benefit. And how it's calculated, it's broken down into a monthly amount multiplied times 2.5, and that's the amount they qualify for. Once they get those funds, at the end of 60 days, they just have to show how those funds were used to help them stay in business. And that's to pay your people's payroll, to pay your mortgage interest, pay your rent, pay your utilities, those type of things. So that's a big development. The people who could apply prior to that, those applications went in on the 3rd, found out that they could not use independent contractors that they made payments to as employees, because a lot of them were trying to, they use independent contractors in their business, they were trying to claim they're all employees, and of course they said those people could go apply on their own, so they weren't going to allow that. So that was a change that kind of came across and clarified. The other program that was available was the Economic Injury Disaster Loans through the SBA. And originally, we thought that everybody who made an application to get a SBA loan was going to get a $10,000 advance payment that they could retain, they could keep, and not have to pay back, even if they didn't qualify the loan or they decided to turn down a loan. That loan's based upon economic impact directly from the SBA. But then we found out on Wednesday that that clarification was that it was actually $1,000 per employee. And obviously a person who files as a sole proprietor or independent contractor is considered to be one employee. So a lot of people thought they were going to get $10,000 for just submitting the application. They come to find out they were only going to get $1,000. We all come up with those disappointing avenues here and trying to clarify how this program is going to work. Now, under the Payment Protection Program, I just have one client that I know who's gotten funded so far. A lot of applications have been in. We spent the last almost 2 weeks consulting on applications instead of doing tax returns like we normally would. So there's a lot of applications out there. It's important what bank you go through. Some of them are making the program easy on the front end. They're following SBA guidelines, you know, to get the money out there. Some banks are making it very difficult because they're having to prove how they're going to spend the money over the next 60 days. And that's a problem because a lot of people don't have the books and records to be able to do that. They put out templates and spreadsheets that are difficult to maneuver. So I think some banks are making it harder than what it needs to be, but that's their internal policies, and you and I are not going to be able to change those. So that's kind of an update of where that program's going to, and there's a lot of interest in individuals getting their rebate checks and a lot of interest in businesses getting their Payment Protection Program funds.
It's my understanding that the payments from the IRS to individuals are going to be done in waves. Have you heard that information?
Yes, because of course, the first wave is probably going to be people who have already filed their, you know, 19 or if they have to use 18 tax return and have their direct deposit information on file with the IRS. Second wave is if they have to go to the Social Security Administration to get the deposit information, because those people generally have their Social Security or their VA checks, you know, their government checks deposited directly, and that's how they'll get the deposit information to send out the second wave. And then the third wave is going to be people like me where the government doesn't have any of that information. And so, you know, they're going to end up sending a paper check to those people. So that's why I think it's going to take weeks for us to see all that money get out. And then, of course, you're going to have a lot of people who won't get a check because they don't have an 18 or 19 tax return on file, and they're going to have to come up with a procedure for those people to be able to get some kind of benefit from this.
If somebody has questions, how do they get a hold of you?
We're at 515 East 7th Street. Our number is 417-781-1TAX. That's 417-781-1829. We're like the banks. We're working 24 hours. This is the hardest I've seen some of these bank people working a long time. Bankers' hours are now, probably till 10 o'clock every night. So they're working hard to try to get through these loans.